Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Wednesday, January 14th, 2015. Israeli settlers attack Palestinian cars in Jerusalem and soldiers invade West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Extremist Jewish settlers vandalized on Wednesday morning and punctured the tires of vehicles parked outside the homes of their Palestinian owners in Jerusalem district village of Beit Safafa, witnesses told local sources. Residents of Al-Izza Street preparing to go to work were surprised to find that 11 vehicles were demobilized and sprayed with hate graffiti in Hebrew language. In other news, dozens of Israeli military vehicles and jeeps invaded on Wednesday at dawn Beit Umar town north of the southern West Bank city of Hebron and conducted a large-scale invasion into dozens of homes before kidnapping 18 Palestinians. Five Palestinians, including a young woman, have been injured in the invasion. Eyewitnesses said that several military trucks and armored vehicles carrying hundreds of soldiers, border guard police officers and undercover forces invaded the town before the soldiers broke into dozens of homes and violently searched them, causing excessive property damage and kidnapped the 18 Palestinians. The soldiers also deliberately smashed windows of several Palestinian cars during the invasion and clashed with local youth who threw stones and Molotov cocktails at the invading military vehicles. The soldiers fired gas bombs, rubber-coated metal bullets and rounds of live ammunition. Medical sources said five Palestinians, including a young woman, have been shot by rubber-coated metal bullets and received treatment by local medics. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, January 14th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.